Fanning, weekends on 2FM.
Now, despite all of President Trump's social media noise over the last few weeks, Joe Biden's inauguration will be happening in January in America, in the United States, that is. One of the performers booked for the occasion itself is leading Irish violinist Patricia Tracy. And this won't even be the first time that she's played for Joe Biden. And Patricia joins me now on the phone from Chicago, Illinois. Patricia, first of all, thank
Hello,
you.
Dave.
Yeah, how are you? So, listen, thanks for taking the call. You got a fantastic night. I'm sure you got lots of good phone calls this week. I have no idea. But I know you got one important phone call. Tell me about it.
Well, I got one very important phone call on Wednesday morning, and it was the question, would I like to play at the inauguration? And the answer was most definitely yes. I would be honoured and privileged. And I've been inundated with well wishes from everyone since then, which is absolutely gorgeous, I have to say.
Just as a matter of interest, who rang you and what did they say?
It was from the Biden family, and the request came from the man himself, from the top down.
So right, okay.
I was told that the president-elect had requested me to play, and it was unbelievable. I actually couldn't really speak that well. I just said yes, and that would be wonderful.
Okay, now, by the way, I just mentioned earlier on, this is not the first time for you, is it?
No, it's not. The first time was in 2016. And I was asked to play at the vice president's then official residence in Washington, the number one naval observatory.
Yeah.
So I played there, and I mean, that was a bit nerve-wracking. I did 20 minutes. It was everybody seated down in intimate kind of captive audience. And once I had finished performing, he came straight up to me and started chatting away. He was down to earth. He was genuine. He said to me, where did the love for your music come from? And I said, well, it was my mother. She was my inspiration. What a beautiful singing voice. And he said, well, where is he? I'd love to meet her. And I said, oh, well, no, she's in her 80s. She wouldn't be travelling, but she'll be at home lighting the candles. I assure you. And I have to ring her straight away when I get out. So he said, well, just get her on the phone now. I'd love to talk to her. And he did.
Right. Is it fair to say there was another time even as before that?
That was the first time I met him and the family. That was the first time. And then later on that evening, on their recommendation, I was able to play in the White House and meet them all again. And I was able to bring a group with me from the Cross Border Orchestra. We could only bring a small group. So there was like 12 of us, four of which I students of mine, which is great. Three in my family, so my two nieces, Ashleen and Maria, and my nephew, Richie. And so it was, that was amazing. And then I kept saying to him, like, when I met him in the White House that evening, it was like meeting an old friend. And I said, are you going to come to Ireland? Or what are you going to do? And he said, yes, I would love to, and I'd love to meet the mother. So he did come to Carlingford, actually, and obviously Mayo. There are two connections.
Yeah.
And I think Dublin being obviously the main place to be. But he came to Carlingford in County Louth, and I was requested there again. And this time I took my mother, and when I met him, I said, I was surprised to you. And he went, oh my goodness, did you bring your mum? And I said, I did. So the Secret Service went away around and got her, brought her around to meet him, and he got down on bended knee, and she put her hand on his head, and she said, don't worry about anything now, Joe, I'm going to be praying for you. Which she did.
And 4 years later, look what happened. By the way, like just going there in 2016, Carlingford, Cooley Peninsula and all the rest of it, you were part of the Secret Service motorcade from Carlingford to Lily Finnegan's pub, right?
That's a funny story. That's a good one. That was, again, it was the family said, take her along. So the Secret Service just grabbed me at the end of it and said, you're coming with us. And I said, oh, okay. So then we were travelling along the windy road. I don't know if you know them, but they're beautiful, scenic and windy. Mm-hmm. And I could hear coming over the radio from the Secret Service that the guy in the front car said, I'm getting a bit lost. I'm not quite sure which way to go. And I went, oh, well, I know where Lily Finnegan's is. So he said, oh, great. So we were in the car behind. We had to zoom past the front one. And they all followed us. So that was hilarious, I have to say.
So, like, you're obviously very fond of Mr. Joe Biden. You've played in Carnegie Hall, the Royal Albert Hall, the Oriental Arts Centre in Shanghai, loads of other places. A little owl inauguration in January in Washington. I mean, that's going to be no problem to you, will it?
Well, I hope not. I mean, The more it's settling in, it's probably freaking me out a bit. But I have a bit of time to get my head around it and to figure out what I'm going to play and obviously to practice. And hopefully on the day, I will just be able to relax, settle in and take it all in. That's the hope.
Right, exactly, indeed. And like, you know, you made your debut as a soloist like up to 11 years ago, Royal Albert Hall in London, etc. So as a soloist, I mean, like, you did, you played a specially commissioned piece written by Patrick Cassidy, didn't you?
I did indeed. That was in the Garden Remembrance. That was 2016 as well. That was after the Washington trip. And actually, that was a very, very proud moment for me playing that piece. And it was moving, somber, and I was honoured to do that. One thing that popped into my head was that my father was getting up in years.
Mm-hmm.
And that went out on the news that day. And he, on the RT News, and my dad sat and he just watched the news on repeat and watched it every time I came on the performance. So I was completely stuffed with that. He's since deceased. So that's a really, really fun memory.
Yeah, absolutely. So worth every second of that one, all right. And you've won loads of prestigious music awards, like including the string final of the RT Musician of the Future competition. But just to go on, like, back to January and Washington and Joe Biden and inauguration, do you know what it is that you're going to play on that date?
I don't know yet. I'm waiting on words from the Biden family as to how long, where to be, what's happening. Mm. And I don't think they know it yet as a result with the protocol yet because of COVID. So I'm just waiting on getting a little bit more information and then I can just whittle it down to see what's going to be appropriate and fitting and all of that. But I don't know it yet, to be honest.
Right. Following in the footsteps of you too, didn't they do it about 10 or 12 years ago for Barack Obama on the steps of the Lincoln Memorial there? So you're next. Do you know when you're going to start rehearsals or what the protocol is for something like this?
Again, I don't know. Yeah. I don't know.
And might you suggest?
They only got the word Wednesday morning, so it's only settling in.
They didn't say that you could suggest the piece of music or the pieces of music you'd play. No.
Any of the times I've performed before, I've suggested. So I'm hoping that is the case. If the president-elect wants something special, I will absolutely play whatever he would like.
Right, even if it's a bit of speed metal.
I will ask that question. Sorry.
Anyway, like Louth, Mayo, etc. There's been an awful lot of talk and they've been buzzing, I suppose, is the word for it, since the election. Has everybody that you've ever known got in touch with you over the last 3 days?
Yeah, a lot of people, I have to say. But it's all well wishes and it's so nice and complimentary and makes you feel great. Funny, you're talking about buzzing and the whole Mayo and Louth thing. I actually got to meet the cousins as well when I was invited to the White House.
All right.
The president-elect received the Medal of Freedom, President then Barack Obama. And that was January 27th. So I actually got to meet the cousins, the Larissa and Joe, and they were just amazing fun. We hung out with them for the whole evening. So.
Oh, I see. So when you meet him, will you be saying, Mr. President, or do you say, Joe, how's it going?
Well, I will, of course, give him his title, but... he always says, please, just call me Joe.
Just call me Joe. Well, on that note, we just call you Patricia, even though your name is Patricia Tracy. Patricia, listen, congratulations. Thanks a million. And by the way, have a great time over Christmas. And then it's going to be brilliant in the third week, isn't it, of January, around January 20 or so.
20th of January. Right. Thank you so much.
I'd say that's in your diary. All right, Patricia, good luck with that. And thanks a million for talking to us. Take it easy, right?
Thank you now. Bye-bye.
Bye. Dave Fanning, weekends on 2FM.